property. Ava, but over here, Illinois, what happened here? You first owned the land that had trees on it, and now you sold the property, the cockpit, to somebody else, and you're keeping the trees for yourself. But if you do not leave over any cockpit for yourself, if so, the mechachshi b'arya, hear that the trees do damage to the karka, like the trees take up nourishment from the ground, it uses up the ground. That's the Rashbam says, the top Rashbam. The komachshi hashroshim karka. First of all, when you own the tree, the roots go into the ground. The gam ha'akvin and ha'samachrisha. It also ruins the property around there that you can't make a harisha. The guy can't plow so easily. It's pretty hard to plow because of your roots. So vada, therefore, for sure, even though you sold the karka, asek adaita, it entered your mind, l'shaya liatzmoy karka svivos hilon. You had in mind for sure to leave over the property around the trees. Kidei, and no, like we'll soon see, shala yoch l'kech l'arva l'avuleima, that kishiyavash hilon, oker hilon asecho, shoko v'zil, to maski aroi. That listen, when your tree dries up, I want you to uproot it and get out of here, because your tree is ruining my property. So for sure, the owner, when he sold the property, he realized this, and for sure, he left over for himself the right to use the property around the tree. Therefore, the new owner can't say, I'm ruining his karka, because I still own the property around my tree. And most of the svar is, for sure, you left over for yourself. Because if you did not leave over any property for yourself, like if you really meant to sell all the property, you're only leaving over for yourself just the tree itself, then the new owner could say to you, Akor Ilono, uproot your tree, Vizil, and go out of here. Because like we said, because your tree is ruining my property. Rashi says, the Rashbam learns, the Pshat is, at least, Kishayavashilon, when the tree dries up at least, I have a right to throw you out. So a person thinks about that, therefore enters his mind now, that he's for sure going to leave over the rights to use the karka. Now, what's going to be Mochar Ilonois Vishaya Karka Lefon? Let's go the opposite way. You sold your trees to somebody else, but you left over the karka by yourself. That's what you spoke out. Reuven wants to come and buy off you, he wants to buy your trees. So you said clearly, I'm only selling you my trees and not my land. So now, how much do you plan to sell him? So here it's a plug to the Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. Here I'll tell you, it's all in my places, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Kiva, the Yama, Moicha, Biyayin, Yofa, Moicha. Rabbi Kiva's story is that when you sell something, you mean to sell it with a good eye, you mean to sell everything that's necessary for it. And so, Islay. So according to Rabbi Kiva, I tell you, the new owner has part of the property also. Mashenkin, the Rabbonon, Leslay. According to the Rabbonon, though, they don't have anything. If I only sold you the trees, so all I meant to sell you was just the tree and not the karka. I did not speak out, I'm selling you the karka, I do not mean it. That's the Rabbanan Svara. Only according to Rabbi Kiva, like we said, B'ayin Yofa, Humaycha. So Rashi says, the Pluk of Kiva Rabbanan, Bein the Rav Zvid, Bein the Rav Papa, B'shnei Elonis Mari. We're talking only about two trees here. Because if I sell you three trees, then everybody's Moida, I sell you the karka also. That's the Stam Mishleid HaMerkha Retzasvina. Uluma Gemara Kiva Kiva. When you're in the Zodin of B'shnei Elonis Mari, here we're talking only you sold only two trees. This is what says, Rab Kiva the Yoma, Moichi Bain Yofa Moich Islay, Lakech Mokim Ilona Salakarka, Lita Cherim. According to Rab Kiva, even though I'm only selling you my trees, but what I mean to sell to you is the right of this property also. In other words, if for some reason you want to uproot this tree, or this tree dries out, you'll have a right to plant another tree. I'm for sure giving you also the rights in this karka. Hashem, according to Rabbanan, it's not that way. The new owner has no right to the karka at all. And therefore, if this tree is going to die, he has no right to plant another tree. Now the Gemara says, Le Rabbi Kiva is le according to Rabbi Kiva. Again, if I sell you my trees, for sure I also need to sell you my property around the trees, and the afilu le Rabbi Zvid, even according to Rabbi Zvid, the Omer that he says, Ein loy, that Zvid says, no, he doesn't have any trees, Hani mili gabi shnei lekuchos. That's only with the two different people buying it. The Yomalei, ki heicha del bidi, lesli bilonis, the didoch nami, lesli chobetakoi. When does Rav Zvid say that svara? If Reuven now is selling his property and his trees to two different people, Reuven is selling his tree to one person, and he's selling his carcass to somebody else. So there Rav Zvid says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, each one receives what he's supposed to. The Baal HaKarka receives all the karka, and the Baal Ilonis only gets his tree. You know why there? Because Reuven now is selling both to two different people. So just like, what do you want to say? When he sells the trees to this person, he means to give him part of the land also, because he wants to be nice to him. But the same way, he's also selling the karka to somebody else. So say the Svar, he wants to be nice to that person also, and he wants to give him all the karka. So this Reuven is selling the trees to Shimon and the field to Yehuda. The Svar is all the field goes to Yehuda and all the trees go to Shimon, that's all. But that's only when Reuven is selling both the land to two different people. Avul Hocha, but over here, where the owner is only selling the tree to somebody, Moicher bain Yofa Moicher. Then Avad, even Rabbi Zvid would agree that according to Rabbi Kiva, when the owner means to sell his trees, he means to sell the karka around the trees also. He means to be nice by Yofel Meichem, that the person has the right in the ground also. That even if this tree dries up, still he can plant another tree. But now the Rabbonin, the Gemara says, now lastly, according to the Rabbonin, when the owner sells the trees to somebody, the owner of the tree only gets the tree and not the karka. And this is a fiddle of Rav Papa, even according to Rav Papa, the Yom Yeshloi, that over there Rav Papa says, no, the one that receives the trees has the right to share in the property. Hani Mili, when do we say that? Gabishne Lekuchais. Only when this Reuven, the owner, is selling both, that he's selling the trees to Shimon, and he's selling the karka to Yehuda. He's selling with the two, he's selling both of them. The Yom Yeshloi, Ki Hecha Dovidoch, Zovim Bayin Yofer, the Dinami Zoyim Bayin Yofer. That's the Rabbanim Svara. And just like I'm selling it to you with a good eye, I mean to sell the other one also with a good eye. So therefore, I'm like, when I give you the tree, I mean to give you the rights of the conqueror also. I will hawk, but over here, Moicher Bayin Ra Moicher. But over here, I'm only selling you the tree. The kark I'm leaving over for myself. So Rabbanim Svara is when you leave over something for yourself, you do it Bayin Ra. Ayin Ra means you try and keep over for yourself as much as possible. So when I'm selling you my trees, I mean to keep the karka for myself. So I mean to keep all the karka for myself. And I'm only giving you the right to plant this tree. And therefore, if the tree dries up, you have no right to plant another tree. Yeah. Now, Amri Nadoi, Nadoi said, you should know, Ochlon Ritzufin, Ein Leichazoko, he read up one after another, Ritzufin, one after another, then there's no chazaka. So Shvam says like this, Och, och, lon Ritzufin, lahani shloishin ilonis. The case before we had was somebody has 30 trees growing in the property. Kagoin shenoitin tezov beisor. We planted 15 trees in the beisor. Now, ain't a chazaka, it's not a chazaka. So afilu och, lon kulin, kol shaloshonim. Even if he ate all 30 trees, all 3 years, he ate the fruits off the tree, still it's not called a good chazaka. Why not? What's wrong? The guru, he ate now 3 years, and he ate all the fruits that grew off the tree, so what's wrong? The pshat is, the loy achse kidamachsri inshi. You do not act like an owner would act, the enruyin lakayim, like you have too many trees here. Normally in the base saw, you're only supposed to have 10 trees. You have 15 trees. If so, el liyakir lasharish. It's aimed now to uproot the middle trees and to plant it someplace else. Like true, when you make a nursery, you start out, you plant a lot of trees one next to another. But of course, the intentions are that later when they start to grow, you plan to uproot them and replant them someplace else. So that's not the way an owner is machzik in his own karka. So therefore, since you use these 15 trees, even though you use them, you use all the pears from them, that's not considered a chazaka. You did not machzik it kid a machzik yinshi. That's the Lashon Rashbam, and that's called Ritzufim. Often Ritzufim means you ate them like two-fifths, they're all squashed together. Maskiv lo rov rov, he asked the question, Ela mayativ so, Hai mishro tias pasto, b'may konilo. So Rashbam says, Maskiv lo rov rov, Ela mayato, kivon di mishrum di netuyim mechuborim. But you have a chazoka, since you're telling me they were planted squashed together, they're not separated the way they're supposed to. It's not called the chazoka. If so, Hai Mishra the Aspasta, Rashi learns, Aruga the Aspasta, a row of these plants called Aspasta. How could you be kind of that's what's growing in this field? How do you make a kingdom there? Haray Zru Yeritsufa. There they're planted one next to another. Even so, Amrina, we said in the beginning of this parak, they have a chazaka there. What's called a good chazaka? So the Chorus of Sira, if you're telling me now, Achmer Ritzufa is not called a chazaka, how come over here it is called a good chazaka? So Shpam says, O Mio Lava Atakasta Nayase, this is not really a good question over here. Dai Urche, Vai Lav Urche, go tell you, that's normal over here. That's the normal thing for the Aspasta, that's the normal way to grow them bunched together. And therefore, Hai Makash Bar Yitzvei, Vai Lai Makash Tvei. Like, obviously, by the trees, it ruins the karka much more. But in Vespasa, it doesn't ruin the field so much. Because Ravu doesn't know like Nadoi, therefore he wants to slug him up. That's why. But really, it's not the biggest question on Nadoi, because Ravu doesn't know like him, therefore Ravu asks the question. Therefore, rather, Elohim and Ravu says like this, Mochron Ritzufim Ein Lechazoka. Rashbam says, Elom Arova, a Yislon Lemein Lemidi Ritzufim, if you want to say any special halacha where the trees are planted together with the Ritzufim, Hochi Yarmin, this is what you should say better. As Rava also for Chazaka, you could make a Chazaka. Lemein says, you use this field completely, that's called a good Chazaka. If I have anything to say, this is where I should say it. Mochron Ritzufim, ain't like Karka, was a Mikugoyin, Shenetuyim Yoysim Yud Leveso. If I sell you 15 trees here that are planted in a small property of the Beisor, which really you're only supposed to have 10, and here you have 15 planted there. To Hochovia Loyamrina, we do not say Akoin Shloshi Lonas Koina Karka. Usually we say if I sell you three trees, I also mean to sell you the land in between the three trees. That's normal sale. But over here that these trees are all bunched together, so for sure they're not going to stay this way. So therefore, when I sell you three trees, you should know the ains that sod ilon, the laakel l'sharish kaima. This is not called the land that these trees will stay here because they're planted too much, too bunched together. They can't stay these 15 trees the way they are now. For sure, you're going to have to uproot some and plant them someplace else. If so, here if I sell you these trees, or I sell you three of them, you do not get the kark in between. It's only usually when I sell you the three trees that you plan to leave them there. So this is where they're going to stay. So it's a svar, I mean to give you the kark also. The kark goes part of the trees. But over here, when I'm selling you the trees, like I'm telling you clearly, I'm only selling you the trees, not the land here. Because anyway, these trees are not going to stay permanently here. They're too bunched together. So here, when I sell you these trees bunched together, for sure you do not have a right to get the kark. That's what Rav is saying. Hello, my Rav. Mochron Ritzufin, if I sell you trees that are bunched together, Minastam, we don't speak out clearly whether I'm giving you the karka or not. So Minastam, we say, Ein lo karka, you do not get the karka. Omer of Zerazera says, Ishinot Kitanoi. There's a machlag of Tanoim over here. Says, Kerem Shunetuya. Apochus Meyar Bamois. If you have a Kerem, you have a Kerem. That's spread Netuya. Apochus Meyar Bamois. That's planted on less than Daud Amis. Rashi says, Shein, Bein Shur El Shur El Gilamis. It doesn't mean only 4 amos. It means in between one row of vines to the next row, there's less than 4 amos. There's only 3 amos. Saying a kerem, that's not called a good kerem. The amevi zero l'shar main alike. If you plant zroyim there, you don't get malchus. Mishum de leitizra karmacho klayim or matar machilo. The Torah says you can't plant klayim in a kerem, and this is not called a kerem. But since they're bunched together again, you're not going to let the vine stay that way. That's not called a kerem. So it says what the thing again. Kerem shunetuya apokas mi'arbamis. You have a kerem that the space in between is less than 4 amos. So Rabbi Shimon says, ain't like kerem. You know it's not called a kerem. The chum and the chum say, no, I raised the kerem. This is called a good kerem. It's bunched together. The chum said like this. The royen eslam soyim will look like these middle vines that really shouldn't be there. Kilo einon will just like make believe the middle vines are not there. And therefore, the two outer vines are separated by Daladamis. Therefore, it's called the good kerem. The Rishbam says, "On soyim means the shayra, the middle row. Ben shtei shuras royin kiluena ve'evilu sheishamayis ben shur l'shura." Yeah. Olianami says same thing by the Mokhram Tzufa Rabbonin royin them soyin kiluena v'dinikum v'zorim, and therefore, obliged you do sell the karka. So then, now. Reb Zera, that's what Rav has said. Reb Zera is saying a tone of Machlokes Tanoim. That Rava said before, if I sell you trees bunched together, we look as if now they're all bunched together, and they're not going to stay that way. So I did not mean to sell the karka. So there it says, that's the machlokes hanoyim. According to Chum over here, it won't be that way. The Chum say, even though they're bunched together now, but we have to look as if the middle ones are out of there. Make believe they're not here. It's only the outer ones that stay there. Therefore, if I sell you a few trees, and we can take the middle ones out, and the outer ones are separated enough, it's considered their plan to stay there, and therefore I also meant Minastam to sell you the karka.